Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last week's gospel, if you were here, we talked about John the Baptist. He was the man that was out in the wilderness wearing camel's hair, eating wild locusts and honey. Apparently, locusts go down better with honey. But this week, we don't hear a John who's out proclaiming the gospel. Although he confesses that he's baptizing, he's not standing at the riverbank proclaiming baptism and baptizing those when the Jewish authorities come to question him. Rather, John's gospel this morning proclaims John the Baptist in a little bit of a different light. This week's John is a witness. We hear specifically who John isn't, don't we? Are you the Messiah? Nope. Are you Elijah? Nope. Are you the prophet? Nope. Well, then who are you? You figure if you ask someone over and over again who they are and they keep saying they're not that person, their credibility goes down pretty quickly. But John proclaims the Baptist in this text as witness and not as a person of authority. In John's gospel, if you read through it, we find this legalistic language: witnessing, testifying, testimony. John gives is a witness and testifies to the light. He testifies to the one who is coming. The language here repeats itself quite often in this gospel. Actually, the word testify and witness is said more than 45 times in this gospel. So we get a real sense of the legalistic language in the Gospel of John. And you and I have seen TV shows and movies and other sorts, and maybe read books about courtroom drama, haven't we? We kind of understand how it works. You've got your lawyers, you've got your witnesses, you've got your plaintiff, you've got your defendant, you've got the judge. And we always wait to see who the defense and who the prosecution is going to call as their witness. So you have probably not only seen these sort of things on TV, but maybe you have firsthand knowledge of it. Maybe you've served jury duty. Have you? Have we all served jury duty at least once? Well, I served on jury duty a couple of years ago, and it's funny. People think that a priest can't get called to jury duty. Every time I tell somebody when I get called to jury duty, actually, I only got called once. The other time, the whole thing kind of just melted down, and we all got sent home for the day. But the first time I went down to the Harris County Courthouse, I got called. I was chosen. And someone here at St. Christopher's, I don't know who it was a few years ago, said, "Well, weren't you wearing your collar?" I said, "Yes." And I think that's precisely why I got chosen. It doesn't work. Especially when the judge goes to St. Martin's Episcopal Church. So we had a lot nice conversation. Well, on this, I'll tell you a little bit about that. It was a civil trial on these two guys who were roommates in an apartment complex, and they weren't paying their rent, and they were kind of a menace to the entire apartment complex area where they were. So they had witnesses come. One of the witnesses was the leasing agent, and a couple of the other witnesses were neighbors. Well, there was two guys, and I don't know why there wasn't just one lawyer between the two of them, but one guy had his attorney, and the other guy decided that he was going to represent himself. And I had firsthand knowledge of exactly what Abraham Lincoln said when he said, "He who represents himself has a fool for a client," because this guy got shredded by the prosecution. Every time he opened his mouth, he got in trouble because he couldn't handle the legalistic language, the language that was needed in the courtroom at the time. So, as Christians today, reading this passage, I am imagining, and I have this sort of image of each of us being called to the witness stand in the court of God, in the court of the world, perhaps. And what are we testifying against as we are witnessing? We are testifying against Jesus, and we are testifying against his church. Not that those two things have done anything wrong. We're going to flip that image around a little bit and be witnesses and testify to what we're doing in the name of God. So if our church is doing the work of God and we testify to that, will we be found guilty? I wonder. So a couple of weeks ago, we did, during our stewardship campaign, Cindy Bamsch had a lot of folks, many who are in this room right now, do cardboard testimonies. There's that word again, testimonies. They gave a testimony of their own life, a little bit of a snapshot. What they were doing is they were testifying to what Jesus, the church, and God's love had done in their lives that became apparent in their present life. And I'm going to share a few of those cardboard testimonies with you.
This one I thought was pretty good. Exhibit A, B, and C before you, the jury. I find the church guilty of doing God's work. We are witnesses of God's action in the world. We are called to be witnesses of what Jesus is doing, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of the church. So I ask again, if Jesus was being called to trial, would we find him guilty? Actually, we know the story. He was. Jesus was found guilty of practicing perfect love in the world, and it put him on death row. So I ask the church that he has gifted to us, if we are called into the courtroom, will we be found guilty for doing God's work? So I reflected on that a little bit. In addition to the cardboard testimonies that you see where people's lives were changed as a result of Jesus in their lives, and all of you have your own story of how you came to faith and how faith is still taking shape and transforming your lives, I thought, well, let's see here. If St. Christopher's was on trial and I had to prove you guilty, I would have to come up with evidence of that guilt. Let's see. Last week, we brought up fruit and vegetables for Mission Yahweh, the homeless shelter for women and children. Guilty as charged. People go over to the thrift shop that we love and have had for decades. When they are on bad times or if they're a poor family and can't afford clothing, we give it to them. Guilty as charged. Lord of the Streets, our own Episcopal church in Midtown who serves the homeless in Houston, we provide food packs and clothing and money. Guilty. Congratulations. All of you are guilty of doing God's work. All of you are guilty of sharing Christ's love in the world. And today, we join John the Baptist by not being the Messiah, by not being the prophet, by not being something that we're not, but simply by showing others to Jesus. Go and do likewise. Amen.